Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We're excited about it. You know, the project's still continuing, it's still going forward. It's exciting to create something, you know, for the public. You know, the, you know, right there in President Obama's, you know, front yard, backyard. I don't know how you want to look at it, but it's an incredible piece of property. And, you know, we're trying to do something that's, you know, unique and different and exciting for, you know, all the kids there and at play. You know, one of the things we've talked about is that all kids will play for free. And so that's something that, you know, we need to make happen.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, boy, we got some wise guys working here. Let's get to Mark Rolfing. He, of course, with NBC Sports and the Golf Channel, their fine analyst, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And, Mark, we know that Tiger has played a limited 13 rounds of golf and missed cuts in the PGA and the British Open since winning, and yet it's such an important tournament for him. We don't know, after he withdrew from the Northern Trust last week with the oblique thing, with his back bothering him. You just never know. He said things just pop up. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Mark.
Hi, a really good guys. Hoping for a Cubs win just like everybody else right about now. I'll tell you about Tiger, though. I spent an hour with him on Tuesday when he got here. He looked really good to me. He looked strong. He feels considerably better than last week. But having said that, Medina is a totally different golf course than he's ever seen. It's different than the one that he won his PGA Championship on, and certainly different than it was back at the Ryder Cup in 2012, with the biggest thing being the rough. The rough is going to be a huge factor this week, and when you're injured like Tiger is, that is always a worry. It's going to be a very long course. The rain this week has kept it soft, and it's going to be something that I think Tiger, who is adapting the way he plays the game now anyway because of his age and his history of injuries, he is going to have a tough time with Medina this week. That doesn't mean he can't win, but if he does, he's going to have to win playing a different style of game out here than the way he's won here before.
It's great to have the BMW tournament here in Chicago, Mark, and I think it's going to be fascinating to follow for all the reasons with Tiger and everybody else involved. But the other thing Tiger came to town to do was have a meeting with some local officials. The big project on the south side, Jackson Park and South Shore Golf Course, has merged into one championship caliber course. You're familiar with what's going on. I know you had talked to Tiger this week. What can you tell us about any progress that has been made and where that project stands?
I think there's a lot of progress being made. You know, there's a number of, things being written and said that are raising question marks, as is always the case when you have a major project like that. And anytime there's change, those courses have been there for 100 years. They haven't changed a bit. And that's one of the problems. People are reluctant to change, but Tiger looks at Chicago almost as his hometown. He has said to me a number of times, this is the most important golf project of our lifetime. He feels like a community can be changed, and that, you know, with the Western Golf Association and the scholarships being given and the caddy programs that are already in place down there, we're already starting to make a difference. And when a product is created down there, that the community deserves, that makes it the kind of place that people are going to want to go play golf, it's going to really change the community. And I'm not sure those courses are sustainable without some kind of change. The irrigation systems are old. They just need some renovation. And here's an opportunity to do it with, the greatest player of all time, Tiger Woods, and to do it with private money, which is a pretty unique opportunity.
What is your take on the whole slow play issue? Are you buying all this stuff? And I laughed out loud that apparently Brooks Koepka could beat up anyone on the tour if he had to.
Well, you know, slow play is a big issue. It only seems to have been an issue really for the last couple of months. But the fact is, it's been an issue for a long, long time. And I think not just on the PGA Tour, but in general, the three things that are hampering the growth of golf right now are that the game is too difficult for beginning players. It costs too much and it takes too long. That's the biggest problem. It takes too long. People just don't have that much time. And if you look at what's happened with slow play coming to the forefront here the last couple of months with DeChambeau and J.B. Holmes and all that, it's primarily because of the new way golf is televised, which is PGA Tour Live. PGA Tour Live shows only two groups, you know, beginning to end. And in the past, if you were watching network golf, and if you're watching Golf Channel this afternoon from Medina, you're not going to see much slow play because we will never show it. Because we're moving from group to group to group, and the slow players will be left out. But with PGA Tour Live, where they're focusing on only two groups, people are actually able to see how slow some of these guys are. And you're going to see some change very quickly because there's peer pressure being applied now, and fines aren't going to make a difference. I'm not sure penalty shots are going to make a difference. What will make a difference is peer pressure, and if DeChambeau really starts feeling pressure from his peers, I think you'll see him speed up.
What? I mean, I don't understand it. They just sit over every shot and contemplate every distance. I mean, I just feel like, I mean, it's just basic kind of politeness to just keep moving.
It's very impolite. The game used to be played by instinct. We didn't have yardage books. We didn't have greens books. We didn't have all those things. You looked at it, you eyeballed a distance, you felt like that's going to be a 7-iron shot, you got up and you hit it. And nowadays, there's just so much calculation that goes on, not to mention that all the players have sports psychologists and, you know, swing coaches and mental coaches and all this stuff that tells them to slow down and get into your own space and don't pay attention to anybody else. And that is really slowing things down because you're right. There's just no common courtesy to what's going on with some of these players when they are slow playing everybody.
Mark, if players like coming to Medina, like coming to Chicago, why is it not a more regular PGA Tour stop?
That is a great question. I don't know. You know, in today's modern game, you have to sort of align yourself with an organization. The U.S. Open, of course, has been at Medina in the past, but then Medina sort of made its bed with the PGA of America and had a couple of PGA championships here and had a Ryder Cup here. And the fact is the U.S. Open should come back here. But I think the USGA is probably reluctant because of the relationship with the PGA of America. You saw them take the U.S. Open to Erin Hills, for crying out loud, up in Wisconsin, a couple of years ago, as opposed to coming into Chicago. This is the greatest golf town in America. It's had 13 U.S. Opens on 8 different courses, and I'm not sure the U.S. Open is going to come back to Chicago, which to me would be a travesty.
Golf Channel and NBC Sports are airing exclusive live coverage of the BMW Championship Thursday through Sunday. Live coverage begins today on the Golf Channel at 2 o'clock. And some of these pairings are fantastic, and everybody is here. And there are, you know, so many golf fans, and it's such a great place to get to and to go out to. I mean, I like you saying that it's a great golf town because everyone I know is totally into this stuff and crazy about the sport. It's a pity that we can't get that U.S. Open back.
Well, I think it's really good that we're playing the playoffs now in August as opposed to being up against the football. I was saying just earlier on Golf Channel, you know, instead of being up against the Bears and the Packers, now we're up against the Little League World Series. And I think golf is going to take its rightful place in the world of sports the next couple of weeks, and by getting the playoffs done, I think it's really going to showcase the best players in the world. And I think after Medina is seen by the world, I think the audiences will be big. The crowds have been fabulous out here already this week for practice rounds. There's just an energy that I'm seeing that I don't think we would have seen with these playoffs in September, and I think it's going to bode really well, not just for Medina, but I think for the PGA Tour, the Western Golf Association, and most importantly to me, Chicago as a golf town.
We'll all be watching to see if Tiger can finish in 11th or better, to see if he can qualify for the Tour Championship, Mark. But if he...
his odds fell to 60 to 1.
If he doesn't win it, who else do you like, and who else should we be watching for?
you know, I love Rory McIlroy. I really don't think you have to look too far past that McIlroy-Koepka pairing. And you know, the course is so long, 7,600 yards. The rough's the highest I have ever seen. It is going to be a big hitter's course. You are going to have to be able to really move the ball and move it straight. Driving, there's going to be way more of a premium on driving than I've ever seen at Medina. Even at the Ryder Cup in 2012, it wasn't nearly as important to keep the ball in the fairway as it's going to be this week. And so I love the guys that are the great drivers. Rory McIlroy is the best driver of the golf ball in the world. He may be the best I've ever seen, I think, off the tee, and he's my favorite this week.
Sounds great. Thanks a ton, Mark. We appreciate it. Always enjoy talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Yep, take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.